picture perfect expert students is a little bit more abstract because we're moving from having kids replicate photos of people to replicating photos of non-human subjects. This is a bit more challenging. So when we're selecting photos, we need to think it through and try to find photos that are challenging but not too difficult for the kids. Types of pictures could include painted or drawn characters such as cartoons or book illustrations. They could include animals. They could include inanimate objects. And this is a bit tricky. Before you choose an inanimate object, just try and imagine where the object could be replicated by someone's body. And you could also choose emoticons or drawings of faces showing different facial expressions. So there are all different levels of abstraction in there that you could go with. And you just need to try and pick the things that are at the right level for your kids in terms of what their abilities are. So show the photo to the class as we've done before, and then the kids are to recreate the photo just as we've done before. But this time it might be a little bit more challenging because it's more abstract. Now another thing you can do is a guessing game. You could do it at Master the Basics or Gaining Skills level, but it's especially fun at this level with the abstract photographs. Basically what you do is you present two or three different images, and one kid or a group of kids decides, without telling the rest of the class, which image they want to try to represent. Then they represent that image, and the rest of the class has to guess which one they're trying to represent just by comparing the kids' bodies with the picture. And that is expert students' level of Picture Perfect.